This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet today approved Gobardhan, the National Circular Bioenergy Scheme, with a total outlay of 23,731 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Mr. Ashwani Vaishnav said the scheme will create 1.5 lakh jobs. He said Gobardhan marks a defining moment in India's clean energy journey. The scheme will establish compressed biogas as a major pillar of India's future energy mix. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs also approved construction of four-lane highway from Baihatta Chariali near Guwahati to Tejpur in Assam.
Today's second major decision is related to an important highway project in Assam. It is the Baihatta Chariali Tejpur 4-lane highway, stretching from Baihatta Chariali, located just outside Guwahati, to Tejpur. The highway will be 135 kilometers long with an investment of approximately 8,970 crore rupees. It will also be connected to the Brahmaputra tunnel in the future.
The Parliament has passed the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. When the House assembled at 2:45 p.m. after the second adjournment, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill for consideration and return. After completing the business, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Early in the day, both Houses of Parliament witnessed repeated adjournments following opposition ruckus over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over NEET issue. In Jharkhand, the students' agitation over alleged irregularities in the Jharkhand Public Service Commission and Jharkhand Staff Selection Commission examinations entered its 13th day today. Students continue their protest at Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium in Ranchi, pressing for the demands. Meanwhile, the issue triggered uproar both inside and outside the Jharkhand Assembly on the opening day of the monsoon session. BJP and NDA legislatures staged a strong protest in the assembly premises over the issue, demanding the resignation of the chief minister and a CBI inquiry into the alleged irregularities. The CID has arrested five more accused from Ranchi and Lucknow, taking the total number of arrests in the case to 19. In Kerala, a massive protest march was organized to the secretariat in Thiruvananthapuram under the leadership of Yuva Morcha, demanding justice for candidates who have not received appointment orders for the past 2 years, despite being included in the PSC rank list. The march turned violent after the police blocked the protesters with barricades as they attempted to storm the secretariat building. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has debunked the claims stating that the government plans to blend ethanol with aviation turbine fuel ATF are completely false and irresponsible. In a social media post, Mr. Naidu said that there is no such proposal. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said that PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana has crossed 50 lakh beneficiary households in India. Addressing the CII International Energy Conference and exhibition in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that currently 19 lakh households are receiving zero electricity bills. Widening use of security powers by Pakistani forces has increased human rights concerns in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK. Over the past decade, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights and several other international organizations have repeatedly raised concerns over enforced disappearances, excessive use of force, restrictions on freedom of expression, and lack of accountability in the occupied territory. On July 27, the first of the so-called legislative elections in POJK, violent clashes broke out in Rawalkot with the Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, alleging that Pakistani security forces used live ammunition against protesters, resulting in several deaths and injuries. Indian javelin throwers Ashish Yadav and T. Dharani Dharan, along with discus thrower Amanat Kamboj, secured places in the final of the respective events at the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in Eugene, USA. The finals will be played on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.